How's everybody doing? Well, I said I would go back to discuss the Goyim's Kasha on the Rambam and on Tosfos also the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So again, we saw the Shita Sarah, the Rambam Shita is. Well, we'll start with the Rosh. The Rosh says, "Where the Shalva Koyach Koyachay, Rav Ashi Yerabaya Koyach Koyachay Lusum Chismal." Does he have a Hilchasa? Even though he doesn't have a Halacha by Koyachay, but maybe by Koyach Koyachay he has a Hilchasa. That it's only chatzin esek, and that bai was not an issue. So the Rosh said that you see from the whole discussion that it's only a shaila whether there's a hilchasa to be megareya, but the etzem svara is that koyach koyachay should be kigufay, koyach koyachay should be chayav, and therefore he says mino nishma that according to the rabbanon koyach koyachay is chayav. Chayiv Chatzin Esek, obviously not better than Koyachay, but it's Chayiv Chatzin Esek. And the Rosh asked on the Rif, why was the Rif Mashmut this halacha? The Rif should have brought the sugya, at least to tell me that, even though we don't pass them like Simchus, but at least to tell me that inference that you see that Koyachay is Chayiv. The Ma'aseh of the Rambam passes the Koyachay is Potter. And Tosfos Chabez also says that according to the Tzad, the Koyachay lav kegufay, so Koyachay is Potter. Yeah, so I said at the time, the Rambam is not exactly the same as Tosfos. Tosfos says that the din of koyachay l'rabbanon is totally in the bayah of Simchus. And that tzadik, koyachay lav kekoyachay, then l'fi d'rabbanon is batul l'gamer. If koyachay is kekoyachay, then l'fi d'rabbanon will be chayav chatzi nesa. And the Rambam is mashmal zayv in a bayah. The double posha that koyachay is lav is batul according to the Rambam. So now we spoke through the other day. Now, how the Rambam and Tosfos are going to learn the Gemara and daf Yutes, and I want to go over that again. But the Goyin asks from a Gemara daf Yuches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara was busy with the Shaila of Basa Meikar, Basa Tav Amana Azlina. And the Behema steps on a Kli, and the Kli goes rolling off and breaks. Do I say, do I go Basa Meikar and it says Eka Degufa? Do I go Basa Tav Amana and it's Shayas? So the Gemara daf Yuches Amud Aleph, towards the top, wanted to put a raya, Toshma, Tana Gailam Shay Mechatat and Mechevel Bli, Venitzak Achevel, Venishbarad Li, Mishalmim Nezek Sholem. So they broke the rope, the Dli fell, so on the Dli Lechayim Nezek Sholem. He says, Nimor, Shma Amino Bosa Mikor Azlino, because apparently we go Bosa Mikor, since the Tana Gailam, the Gufam, broke the Chevel, which was attached to the Dli, that's called Hezeko de Gufam. But if you go Basa Tav Amana, the Dli fell and hit the pavement, and that's when it broke. So it broke through Koyachay. So it's a riot that Basa Meikar has lived. The Gemara says, no, Tirgum HaChemel. HaChemel Mashunu, Gemara Spalich, Banish Badlik Tani. So that doesn't work. We're back to the Dli. Elo, Sum Chasid Omar, Tzoris Nezik Sholem, Nezik Sholein Mishalach. The Gemara says, no, that's going like Sumchus. Correct the Gemara. E Sumchus, Eima Sefer. Nitzis Men Hashemar, Benofel Al Kliyachay, Vishobah. Al Rishon Mishal Nezek Shalom, Al Achim Mishal Chatsi Nezek. Be Sumchus Miyisli Chatsi Nezek. How could it be Sumchus? The Brisa says that on the Kli Hasheni, you pay Chatsi Nezek. Chatsi Nezek is a Tzoristik Halacha. So how could it possibly be Sumchus? Apparently, if it's the Rabbanon, then it's good. If it's the Rabbanon, then the first Kli is Nezek Shalom because Basamei Karaz Lino. The second Kli is already Koichi, and that's Chatsi Nezek. But according to Sumchus, it's fair. What happened to Why? Where did this chatzin esek come from? Maybe you say that there's a chiluk between koychay and koychay. Maybe koychay even according to sumchus is chatzin esek, but that's a bayah der avashi. The whole bayah avashi koychay and sumchus koychay dami lachki koychay dami tishle lachki koychay dami. Elul Avraham Bonni. So then we're back to shmamino avosam ikar azlino. So the kids, the Gemara says this price must be going according to Rabban, because if it's going to according to sumchus, then we'd be able to be paid with the bayah der avashi. So it must be going according to the Rabbana. And now we understand why the Kli Hasheni is Chatzi Nezek, because we're going according to the Rabbana. But the Kli Harishon, the Kli itself, is Nezek Sholem. Why is it Nezek Sholem? It must be the Bosa Meikar Azlinim. Ask the Goyin, and why is it good according to the Rabbana? the Rabbanon only mechayev by the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, even though the Rabbanon agree that koyach koyach is potul gamer, the Rabbanon hold koyach koyach is potul gamer. Point the Rambam, koyach koyach is potul gamer. So in the Kli Hasheni should be potul gamer. In a way, it's worse according to the Rabbanon than according to Sumchus. If the Brayse will be Sumchus, so my only problem would be that I could be punished to buy the Rav Ashi. But if the Brayse is going according to the Rabbanon, then it should be potul gamer lekuliyam according to the Rambam. And even according to Tosis, that the din according to the Rabbanon itself was totally in the buy of the Rav Ashi. But it's still shared. The Gemara only says that the petition, the buy of Rav Ashi, and the tzad, that it's Sumchus. The Gemara says, if it's Sumchus, then it will be a riot to the buy of the Rav Ashi. But apparently, if we'll be going to the point of Rabbanon, then there's no problem. Then I don't have to get involved with the Baya de Rav Ashi. Why? The Baya de Rav Ashi, according to Taisis, is relevant to the Rabbanon also. Because according to the Rabbanon, also, if Koichai is Kikoichai, then it's Chatzin Ezek. But if Koichai is Laf Kikoichai, then it's Potel Gami. The Bryce is Chatzin Ezek. It's a right that Koichai is Kikoichai. The Kitzer, the Gemara only has a problem according to Sulkas. It seems to be fine according to the Rabbanim. Ask the Goyim, according to Tosfos and the Rambam, it's not any better according to the Rabbanim. If anything, it might be worse. That's the Shal here in this Gemara. Yeah, very formidable problem. Goyim Zakasha. So what could we say on behalf of the Tosfos and the Rambam?
So,
you know,
this is the case on
Chesem
and Aleph
half.
Do we have to say it's
Kaya Kaya
and not just regular
Tzoros? Yeah, because the dli broke, the dli smashed, and a piece fell off. The Gemara says it is Kaya Kaya. Tisha Medi. The Gemara says from here we can replace it with the Baya Dei Ravashi. So the Gemara itself calls it Kaya Kaya.
But that's only after it says
we switched to Sumchus.
Yeah.
Why should it matter that we switched to Sumchus?
No, once we switched to Sumchus, it changed the case to Kaya Kaya. Yeah.
Before
I knew it was stars. But how could it be? It's the Kli Hasheni. It's the Kli Hasheni. Nitis mimenu shever. Isn't that clear? I mean, maybe something to work with here, but Pshutai, that's a case of Kli Hasheni. The Dli broke, the shever flew off, it hit another Kli. Isn't that a case of Kli Hasheni? Somebody want to say something? Yeah. What? You want to say something?
If the Gemara says before, if it's Basar Mikara, then it's Gufe. And if it's Basar Ramana, then it's Soros. If you say Basar Mikara, then
so it's maybe Gufe. There's room to say the difference not between Sumchus and the Rabbanon. But the difference is, in the Shakla Tai of the Gemara introduces Sumchus to salvage the position that Basar Tov Ramana is Lina. Because if it's the Rabbanon, then it's a Raya that Basar Mikara is Lina. I mean, that's the Shakla Tai in the Gemara. The Gemara said, oh, why are you high for the lead Nezek Shalom? It should be Chatzin Nezek. Must be Basu Tov Ramon Azlina. Basu Meikar Azlina. The Gemara said, no, it's going according to Sumchus. So you can say Basu Tov Ramon Azlina. But if it's going according to Rabbanon, then it's Basu Meikar Azlina. So one of the things that's changing in this Gemara, we're not only changing from the Rabbanon to Sumchus, but we're also changing from Basu Meikar to Basu Tov Ramon. The Gemara that says that it's Kaya Chaycha is always going in the Tzad at Basu Tov Ramon Azlina. That's just the way it happens to Chesed out in the Chesed of the Sugya. When we say maybe it's Sumchus, we ask, well, it's Koyach Shein, it's Koyach Koyach. But why are we saying that it's Sumchus? Because we want to defend the position that Basu Tov Ramon Azlina. So it just happens to work out that whenever in the Gemara calls it Koyach Koyach, it's always going on the tzad that Basu Tov Ramon Azlina. And the tzad that the Brayse is going according to Rabbanon, and that's always on the tzad that Basu may Kor Azlina. So maybe it's a mokum to say that if you go Basu may Kor, so then the Dli itself, is that Hezekah the Guf or is that Seres? Now we have a Dli and then there's another Kli. There's a Dli and then there's a Kli Sheni. So the Dli itself, if you go Basa Meikar, it's Hezekah the Gufa. If you go Basa Tov Ramon, then the Dli itself is Seres. So maybe we can say that if you go Basa Meikara, so the Dli itself is Hezekah the Gufa. If the Dli itself is Hezekah the Gufa, then the Kli Sheni becomes Koyach Rishon. If you go Basu Tov Ramana, then the Dli itself is Tzairis. And if the Dli itself is Tzairis, then the Kli Hasheni is Taka Kli is a kli sheni. That would be an attractive mahalach over here, right? That's the rate. But the question is, that is the rate. But the question is, in havada l'chora, it's difficult to understand. Because even if you go basa meikara, what does basa meikara mean? Basa meikara doesn't means l'chora, it doesn't mean that when the kli hits the pavement, that's hezeka de gufa. That's koicha. Basa meikara means that when the tarnagel broke the dli, broke the chevel, that was the shah shvira. That's how you bust a car. Since it's safely shavur, it's geshavur. That's the shas hashvira. After his bachav, if somebody else comes and breaks the dli before he hits the pavement, he's potter because the kli's already shavur. So fine. So that's it's hezeka de gufa when the dli breaks the when the tarnagel breaks the rope. When the dli hits the pavement, that's still koichad. At the end of the day, that's still koichad. And if that's still koichad, then the kli hasheni is still koichad. So what sense does it make to say, well, no, since you go basa meikara, so the kli hasheni is koyach sheni. B'metzias is still koyach rishon. B'metzias is still koyach sheni. The dli hits the ground, that's koyach rishon. A piece rebounds and hits the ricochets and hits the next kli. That's koyach sheni. All basa meikara changes is that there's a shvir that happens before the dli hits the ground. When you break the rope, that's called that's the shasa shvira. Fine, that's the shasa shvira. But when the kli hits the ground, what is that? That's koyach rishon. And when there's a ricochet, that's koyach sheni. So we're back to Suwin. So what do we gain over here? So we need somehow a lumbus to explain why somehow if you go basa meikara, somehow that turns the kli hasheni into koyach sheni. If you go basa meikara, that turns the kli hasheni into koyach rishon. The cheshbon, it's probably this is the right cheshbon. This presumably it's hard to see any other open door. This is the open door. In the cheshbon, to answer the, it's not the cheshbon of how to deal with this question. That's the chora, the route that we want to go. That somehow, if you go basa meikara, then the kli hasheni is not called koyach sheni; it's called koyach rishon. It's only if you go basa tavar mone, then the kli hasheni is called koyach sheni. In cheshbon, that's good, but in havana, it still doesn't seem to make any sense. So I was thinking, maybe with the ray that we said to explain the Rambam in the first place. Why is Rambam hold the koyach koycha is potter? After all, according to Sumchus, it was postured the Gemara that Koyach is Chayah. Back to the Sugi Shalom and Dafyu Tes. The Gemara said for Dovah postured, according to Sumchus, Koyach is Chayah. We're not sure if it's Chayah of Chatzin Nezek or it's Chayah of Nezek Shalom. That depends if there's a Hilchasa or there's no Hilchasa. But if there's no Hilchasa, Rashi Mesupik. Does Sumchus have a Hilchasa for Koyach Sheni? But if Sumchus doesn't have a Hilchasa for Koyach Sheni, so what's the halacha according to Sumchus? Nezek Shalom. That's the Gemara. Chatzin Nezek, Nezek Shalom. Nezek Shalom. So how can it be that according to Rabbanon, Koyach Koyach is Potter? We never had a tzad in Sumchus that Koyach Koyach is Potter. That was the problem when we were learning Daf Yetes. Where's the Rambam coming from? Places for that matter also. It's just on the tzad that Koyach Koyach is Lavke Koyach. Taisus says that according to Rabbanon of Koyach Koyach is Lavke Koyach is Potter. You're Potter the garment. We never had a tzad in Sumchus that you potter l'gamin. So how come in the Rabbanon all of a sudden there's a tzad that you potter l'gamin? So I said at the time that I think the Pshat and Taisus in the Rambam. In a way, this is the Rosh Hashanah. This is why the Rosh doesn't agree with Taisus in the Rambam. So what do we say? What do we say then? That even if koyach koychi is lavke koychi, just means that it's a that koyach koychi is a shem b'fnei atzma, like a tolda. Not the same thing as koyach. It's a shem b'fnei atzma. It's a toldu b'fnei atzma. But according to Sumchus, so what? Told the same case of it. In Yimonosh, either there's a special halacha that is chatzin ezek, and if there's no halacha, then we revert to the general rule that told the same case of it. So I don't care that koyach sheni is a special, is a shem b'fnei atzma. Lots of things are a shem b'fnei atzma. You know, tin for kelim line also is also shem b'fnei atzma, but it's a toldu shem. You know, Shlif Shaleh is also Shem Bifnei Atzmei, but it's a Tol Devrega. So Kayach Kaychi is a Shem Bifnei Atzmei, but it's a Tol Devrega. But according to the Rabbanon, there's a Hilchus of Tzoras. In the Hilchus of Tzoras, it says, that Tzoras not only is a Tol Devrega, but it's a Tol Devrega, Lav Kayetzibah. That Kaychi is Lav Kayetzibah of Gufa. But it only happens because of the Hilchus. So Mela, if Koich Koich is Lavke Koich, so then not only is it a Shem Bifnei Atzmai, but it's going to be Lav Kayotzi Boyev Koich. Because that says in the Hilchus that Koich is Lav Kayotzi Boyev Gufa. That's what we said at the time. That's the pshat in the Rama. But add that not only is according to Rabbanon, not only is it, do we need a hilchasa to say Tol Dasem Lav Kayetzibim? It's in Svar Tol Dasem Kayetzibim. Kaychayin, 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 Kaychayin. It should also be Kayetzibim. It's all told us and should all be Kayetzibim. I need a hilchasa to tell me that koich is not kayotzibay of a zeke de guf. And in koich, I don't have the hilchasa, so that's why koich is. Not only that, but the Rambam Shita is, l'chayra, that in shame, the Rambam Shita is that in shame, koich is chayev nezek sholem. We had by main labor. If it was, the behemoth was mazik with main labor, the Rambam says it is Nezek Shalom. Why is it Nezek Shalom? It's Shoyos. So Kochuch, since it's, the Rambam holds it as Shem, Behemez Hanoh, you have to say the Behemez Hanoh from that. Relief anyway, like the Rabbi Nechanadol by Hatolos Glolem. The Behemez has a relief from it. So Mimela, that's called Shem. And in Shem, you don't have the Hilchus of Tzoyos. Since you don't have the Hilchus of Tzoyos, So you're chayev and koyche. I but it's a told. It's a shame b'fnei atzmai. Koyche is a shame b'fnei atzmai. And told the same lav koyetzibem. Told the same is only lav koyetzibem. In regal we have the hilchasa, but in shame we don't have the hilchasa. Then koyche becomes like gufa. Then told the same is then told the same is koyetzibem. Moshe, l'fi the Rambam, what would be by koyche sheni by shame? Stavi v'chayev. The same with the Rambam holds by Koyach Rishon by Shein Yechayim Nezek Sholem, because there's no Hilchasa to tell me to the same Lav Kayetzibim, and the Hilchasa was only said by Regal. So Koyach Kayetzibim was be the same thing by Shein, it would be Chayim also to the same Kayetzibim. In other words, the Hilchasa is a Gili Milsa, but it's only a Gili Milsa in the place where it says. It says it by Regal, so by Regal you have a Hilchasa that Koyach is not Kayetzibim by Yavgufa. In place if you don't have the Hilchasa, then Koyach is Kayetzibim. Akapadim. That's the Yisoid of the Rambam. The Yisoid of the Rambam is, in Svara, Tol Dasem, Kayetzibim, Koyche should be like Gufa. I mean, at least it should be Kayetzibim of Gufa. It should be Chayiv as much as Gufa, even if it's a Shem Bifnei Atzmei, but Tol Dasem, Kayetzibim. The Hilchus says, Mavkiya, that Koyche is not Kayetzibim of Gufa. So now, let's go a step further. The Behema, let's say that you have the case of the Tarnagolim, they broke the Chevel, the Dli fell and broke. If you go Bosa Tova Mona, if you go by the Shvira, then it's regular Tzoros. If you go Bosa Meikara, then it's called Hezeke de Gufa. Why is it called Hezeke de Gufa? Because when the Tarnagol breaks the Hevel, that's the Shasa Shvira. So that's Hezeke de Gufa. That was the Sikh. So Yesh Lo, in such a case, when the Tarnagol broke the Hevel, and if you go Bosa Meikara, so that's already the Shasa Shvira. Yechayiv Nezek Shalom, because it's Hezeke de Gufa. When the dli falls on the floor and breaks, at the end of the day it does fall on the floor and break. Is that a new Maisa Hezek? I mean, you're not going to be chayiv for it anyway, because the dli's already broken. Even b'achav v'shobah, it's a kli shobah. It's already kli shobah, so there's no, I'm not saying there's enough demeanor right away, you know. The kli's anyway shobah. So, even somebody else broke it before it hit the floor, they will be potter. So you're certainly not going to be chayiv again for it hitting the floor. The Balatarnagol is not going to be chayiv again for it hitting the floor. I don't know, just be'etzem and svar. When the kli hits the floor, when the chevel broke, that was the ma'aseh mazik, because basar meikar is demon. Seifeli shover, it's kishover domi, and it's already called that it was broken, b'shasa, the breaking of the chevel. But now when the dli actually hits the floor, is that a new ma'aseh hezek? Some are not. It's the culmination, it's the consummation of the ma'aseh hezek, of the breaking of the chevel. Because the breaking of the chevel is only called the ma'aseh shvira, because since it's soifili shover, it's kishover domi. But it's only kishover domi because it's soifili shover. So when it actually is nishver basoif, that's not something new. That's the thing that made it shover michatchila. That's what made the breaking of the chevel into a ma'aseh shvira, because already then I see implicit that it's already bekayach, that it's... That's the wrong word, bad word to use here, because we're already talking kayach. But it's already in potential that it's going to break. So I look at it, it's already broken. But when it actually breaks, that's just the gmar of the hezekah de gufa, of breaking the chevel. It's not some new ma'isa hezek. And therefore, in dinei nezikin, when the dli hits the floor and breaks, if you go basa meikara, that what av does that? What shem melocha does that belong to? Does it belong to the shem melocha of regel, or does it belong to the shem melocha of tzaris? Again, you're potter for the breaking of the hitting the pavement anyway, because it's already shover from the beginning. So in dollars and cents, it's not going to make any difference. But I want to know be'etzem, when the dli hits the floor, what shem mazik is that? Is that the shem mazik of regel or the shem mazik of tzuris? Because tzuris is a shem b'fnei atzma. It's the shem mazik of regel. Because when breaking the chevel was hezekah de gufa, that was regel. And the hitting the pavement is only the gemar of the soifel yishover. So it's hezekah de gufa. So when the dli hits the floor, in physics, it's koichai. But the shem mazik is regal and not tzoris. So now, since we've already said that in svara, there's no difference in svara, koichai, and koichai, all of these things should be chayiv anyway. It should be told the same koichai. The only reason why you're not chayiv is because the Torah said that the tolda of tzoris is not koichai by the av of tzoris. And therefore, the tolda of tzoris of tzoris is not kayotze bay of its av of tzoris. No, it's, no, the av is regal. The tolda is tzoris. And then koyach koychei, that's like the grandchild. So that's like the tolda of the tolda. So the tolda is not kayotze bay of the av, and the tolda of the tolda is not kayotze bay of the tolda. That's why koyach koychei is potter. But the terminology here, even though we talk about koyach koychei, because usually that's what it is, you know, the tzoris is koychei, and koyach koychei is tzoris of tzoris. But the real operative term over here is not so much that it's koychei or koyach koychei. The real, if we really want to get down to it, if we really want to look in the lumpness of it, it's not so much that it's koychei and it's not so much gufei versus koychei versus koychei versus koyach koychei. It's the shema mazik of regel, that's nezek shalom. The Shema Mazik of Tzoris, that's a tolda, that's Chatzin Ezek. And the Shema Mazik of Tzoris of Tzoris, that's a separate Shema Mazik, and that's Potter Lagamri. So here in the case of the Dli, what's the Hezekah de Gufa? The Hezekah de Gufa is the whole thing when it breaks the Chevel, but it continues and culminates in the breaking of the Dli on the floor. That's all under the heading of Hezekah de Gufa, because the Maisa Mazik over there is Regel, not Tzoris. If the ma'isa mazik of regel is the whole thing from the breaking of the dli, and then culminating, being consummated in the dli hitting the floor, so then when a piece of that dli goes and hits another kli, so of course in physics it's koyach koychei, but in the shema mazik, is it tzoris or is it tzoris of tzoris? Tzoris means what the koyach of hezekah de gufa. The dli hitting the floor was still hezekah de gufa. If the dli hitting the floor was hezekah de gufa, then the piece that ricochets and hits another kli, even though again in physics it's still koyach koychei, but it's one removed from hezekah de gufa. The kli hitting the floor was still the shema mazik of hezekah de gufa. So that now a piece of that going and hitting another kli, that's the shema mazik of tzoris, because tzoris is the thing that comes from the mikoyach hezekah de gufa. It's one removed from hezekah de gufa. So therefore, the Kli HaSheni will not be Tzoros of Tzoros, it'll be Tzoros, then it'll be Chatzin Nezek. And this is the Hezber, but the Cheshbon was right, the Cheshbon was right before. The Cheshbon, the answer to the Goyim's Kasha is, that if you go Basar Meikara, so then the Kli HaSheni, if you go Basar Meikara as Linon, so since the Dli breaks, the Dli is Ezeket the Gufa, so the Kli HaSheni is not called Koyach Koyach. If you go Basar Tavamonah, then the Dli itself is Koyach, then the Kli HaSheni is Koyach Koyach. That's the Cheshbon. The question was, but as far, what sense does it make? In physics, it's still Koyach Koyach. The answer is, I don't care about the physics. Because in physics, Shein also has physics, and Koyach Koyach is Chayiv in Shein. What I care about is that I have a Hilchasa that tells me that Tolusayim Lav Koyotzeven, that Shoyers is a Shem of Neyatzmoy, and it's not Koyotzeven of the Ab, which is a Zeke de Gufa. And by extension, Shoyers of Tzoyers is also a Shem of Neyatzmoy, and it's not Koyotzeven of Tzoyers. So that's what I care about. I care about the Shem HaMazik. Where's the Shem HaMazik? What goes under the heading of the Shem HaMazik of Ezeket de Gufa, of Regel? What goes under the Shem HaMazik of the Tolda, which is Seres? What goes under the Shem HaMazik of the Tolda of the Tolda, which is it depends. If you go Basa Tavar Mana, so when the Dli hits the floor, that's already Seres, because it's breaking with Koichai. So then the Kli HaSheni is Seres of Seres, and it'll be. It's service of service. It'll have to be potel gamim. But if you go basa meikara, then the dli, then the shem hamazik of regel is breaking the chevel and culminating in the breaking of the dli on the floor. That's all under the heading of regel. That's all hezeket de gufa. If that's all hezeket de gufa, then what is the kli hasheni? That's the toldo, not the grandchild. That's just the toldo. That's the tzoris, the koyach of hezeket de gufa. So that's a told. And a told we have for the told, we have the hilchos of tzoris. So Melech Cheshbon is very good. If also make karas linon, so the brayis is fine. If the brayis will be like the rabbanon, and the dli chayev nezek sholem because also make karas linon, and on the kli hasheni that'll be tzoris and it'll be chatzin nezek. But if you go bosu tavamona, then you have to say it goes like sumchus. If it goes like sumchus, then it's taka koyach sheni, and then you get into the bayah deravashi, and that's the gemara's cheshbon. Then you have already the bayah deravashi. I think this will be a teretz for the. Yeah, Yesh Lanu, why the guy didn't. Okay, can't do everything, but the Maisa, I think this will be a teretz for the Rosh and for Tosfos and the Rambam.
Is there a problem with this all within Rava, who we said doesn't hold up Tolus and not Kutzeh?
Rava. And that Gimel doesn't hold from till they say I'm laugh, Kayetzi, then what? Interesting thing. It's only because of my shtickle tar. I had a shtickle tar in the Rif. The Rav had a baya. You paid this service megufa yom and aliyah. So the Rif, and I guess the Ram also, but the Rif and the Ram paskin that it's min ha'aliyah. So why? So the Ramban explains because Rav Papa was pshitli. Rav mibayli. Rav Papa pshitli. So Rabban asked on the Rif, Gemara only said her Papa Pshitale, Nakim Levez, before the Gemara knew that it could be called the Tolda. Papa said that Tzoyris is told the same Lav Kayetz. That's the case of told the same Lav Kayetz in Tzoyris. Whereas, why is it even called the Tolda of Regal? I mean, it's Chatzin Ezek. Why even calling it a Tolda of the Regal? You can say told the same Lav Kayetz. So Gemara said, because it's Mishalim in Aliyah. Gemara said, yeah, but Rava wasn't sure about that. Gemara said, well, her Papa Pshitale. And the Gemara says, yeah, but what according to Rava? According to Rava, it's still till the according to Rava, why is it called the Toldo de Regel? Gemara says, L'Poitre B'Shusarabim. So Ramban says, once it's called the Toldo de Regel on the account of the Toldo L'Poitre B'Shusarabim, so then maybe that's what Rapup holds also. How do you know that Rapup was Pshitule? So that was the problem in the Rif. So Rishonim say, yeah, but you see the slum of the Gemara said Rapup of Pshitule, they must have felt that that's the Emes. That it's Pshitule, that it's Mishalim in Aliyah. But I wanted to say, and I wanted to say in Mahalach, based on that Rav is Baya, whether in Migufa or in Aliyah, Pshat in the Baya is, why was Rav was Pshitulay that it's part of Shisrabi? It's only me Baya if it's Migufa or in Aliyah. What's the difference? Why was it Pshitulay to Rav that it's part of Shisrabi and it's me Baya if it's Migufa or in Aliyah? So Taisa says because it was Pshitulay, it doesn't have, the Tzoras doesn't have the Chumrus of Karen, but it was me Baya if it has the Kulus of Karen. That doesn't help us for this Rif. But I thought on behalf of the Rif, and maybe the Rif learned that the Chiluk is that Rav was Pshitulay that it's part of Shisrabim because the Tur B'Shisrabim is totally in the Shem Mazik. So that's for sure that Tzoras has the Shem Mazik of Regal. But Rav was Miboyulay in the Din Tashlumin. And maybe Chatzin Nezik Tzoras, from the fact that it's Chatzin Nezik, maybe that's a Raya, that it's not Tashlumi Regal at all. Maybe it has a Din of Tashlumi Keren. And that's why it would be maybe in the Gufa. So the Rif said, if that would be the case, that's the Rif learned Pshat in the Gemara. If it's Tashlumei Keren, then you can't call it Tashlumei the same Lav Kayezibay. It's not that it's Regal, but it's not Kayezibay. It's not Tashlumei Regal at all. It's Tashlumei Keren, and it is Kayezibay. The Tashlumen of Keren is Tashlumei. The Tashlumen of Tzoris is Tashlumei Keren. Those are the heading of Tashlumei Keren. So it's not totally the same Lav Kayezibay. It's Kayezibay. It just belongs to a different Av. It belongs to the Av of Keren, not to the Av of Regal. But since our Papa said to the same Lav Kayezibay, apparently Rav Papa held that it's Tashlumei Regal. Well, if it's Tashlumei Regal, then it's Migufa, and then it's Min Aliyah, and it's certainly not Migufa. So that's why the Rif learned, there's no Chazor in the Gemara. Rav Papa Vada was particularly not like Rav. And therefore the Rif passing like Rav Papa and against Rav. That was that Shtikul Torah. Well, so you see, in that Shtikul Torah it says that according to Rav, at least one side in Rav is Baya, and the side of Rav is Baya, that Tzoris is Mishalim Migufa. See that Rav held that Tzoris is not Regal with the Toldei Seim Lav Kayetzibim. It's Keren with the Toldei Seim Kayetzibim. It's not Regal, but it's Chatzinezik because it's Lav Kayetzibim. On the contrary, it's Keren and it's Kayetzibim. It's Tashlumei Keren and it's Kayetzibim of the Av. It comes out that Rav, at least on one side, doesn't have the idea of Toldei Seim Lav Kayetzibim. And here, this is Gemara, Nid Chesem Aleph is a Rav Gemara, because the Baya about the Basa Mikara, Basa Tavimana, was Rav's Baya. So how can I use an Akamara, the raid of Toldei Seim Lav Kayetzibim, if Rav may not have that concept that Shreiris is a Hilchus of the Toldei Seim Lav Kayetzibim at all? Maybe it is Kayetzibim, it's a Kayetzibim way of Karen. So there's a steer between Matus and Kuchler. Maybe. I mean, okay, I'm Ayin Yivcha, but... not the end of the world. Yeah.
And we just said, that was already
saying
the first answer was like Shas knew.
Yeah, and I'm saying it's not a steer, but it's a steer of my Shtikul Torah. My Shtikul Torah over there doesn't stem with the Shtikul Torah I'm saying there. Maybe. I mean, the Dutch, I could say, I mean, it's not even a Dutch. I'll just change my terminology. Instead of using the terminology of Tovei Seim Lav Kiretz Ben, which is attractive to me because plugged right into the Gemara Dav Gimel, I use a different terminology. That if there's a hil, just like if there's a hilchasa that Shveris becomes Tashlumi Keren and not Tashlumi Regel, so the hilchas is mafkia, that Shveris is not Tashlumi Regel, it becomes Tashlumi something else, namely Tashlumi Keren, then Koyach Koychoi, which doesn't have its own hilchasa, then Mecha Tesa that it's even Keren. As if there's no hilchasa like by Shame, so then Shveris is like, Shveris is Regel, and Koyach Koychoi is Regel, and everything is Regel. But according to, if you hold like the Rabbanon, if there's a hilchasa, that Shveris of Regel becomes some other Shemazik, namely, at least in the Tashlumen, in the Din Tashlumen, it gets Tashlumen Keren, so maybe Koyach Koychoi is not even Tashlumen Keren. Like once you say that it makes it, that the fact that it's Koychoi is mafkir it from the Din of Tashlumi Regel and gives it some other Din, namely Tashlumi Keren, then Koyach Koychoi, we don't know what it is. Maybe it's nothing. You see, I'm not going to use the word till the same Lav Kayetzi, because that's not good terminology for Roma. But I do see that the told of Regel becomes something else, namely it becomes Keren. And what's Koyach Koychoi? Hey, so that it's even Keren, like maybe it's just nothing. But once you say that it's not the same as it's moved out of one av into another, so maybe Koyach Koychoi is moved out of everything. Okay, anyway, now this is, okay, we're very far removed, like we're already saying. I'm not really mechuyev anyway to find for steers and Yisar Mechav, like, okay, so it's a steer. Fine. Let's see if I... It's a good horror, otherwise. Okay, let's talk on the rabbis. Boy me of Abba Bramamu, tell us we did it. Boy me of Yirmi Merv Zera. Haysim Alechis B'shus Rabim, Ubuato, yes, no, yes to be there, not to be there. V'tizo v'ziku ma'u, l'kerim mit aminu, v'chayevus numa tol d'regal uptur. Omei, mistaba tol d'regal. That's the pshitus, tol d'regal. That's everybody passes. So a lot of the discussion this we already talked through. Just maybe the kitzur nimrus, just a little bit just to summarize. If you hold like those rishonim, like Tosfos, that Tzoros does not necessarily have to be a told of Regel or Bechal. There's no special connection between Tzoros and Regel. There's Tzoros of Shein, there could be Tzoros of Keren, there could be Tzoros of Regel. Everything has Tzoros. So then Al Korchov, you can't be Goros over here or Bata. Because if it was Bata, then it would be Keren. And if it would be Keren, then there's nothing to talk about. Then it's Mamash Keren, it's Tzoros of Keren. It's, of course, it's Chayav Shusra. And the MS we saw in Tosfos, and Meduyuk in Tosfos Taka, Beferish Tosfos in Ravashi, that Tosfos Taka is not Goros over here or Bata. The Bai is by Tzoros Kiru Chayav. Okay, so if it would be Bata, then it would be Keren. Keren, of course, is Chayav Shusra. The Nidin is Tzoros Kiru Chayav, and that's Regel. And that's the tzad that you put the b'shus rabim because told the regular. And what's the other tzad? What's the other tzad that makes lekerim v'damino le? A few places. What's the tzad that lekerim v'damino le? It's tzoris girechayil, and it's taka told the regular. So what's the tzad that lekerim v'damino le? So I'm stomach b'pshutei what? Chatzi nezik. B'pshutei the gemara have a mino that since tzoris is chatzi nezik, maybe every tzoris is kerim. The maskon is no tzoros and not necessarily keren. It's chatzinesek. That's the xeris hakosav. It's chatzinesek, but tzoros is not keren. What is it? It's whatever it is. It might be keren if it was mishunah. If it's kiruchayu, it's regel. If it's yesh and olazeka, then it's shame. There's a nechanami. Rav Yirmi had a havamino that maybe every tzoros is keren. Right. That's not so strange. If you were in the world of those who shine to hold that tzoros is always regel. And it's strange that Rav Yirmi should have a havamin of Tzoros, so is Keren. We have Aloch Moshe Nisinai that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that it's regal. How could Rav Yirmi have a havamin of Tzoros, so Keren? But according to Tosfos, the Rav Yirmi didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu that it's regal or Keren or anything. He told him it's Chatzinezek. So Rav Yirmi thought, oh, Chatzinezek, maybe that's a gilu that is Keren. So Rav Zera told him, no, it's not Keren. So what is it? It's whatever it is, depending on, it's, there's nothing special. It's It's Karen Regal Shane, whatever it happens to be. That's what it is. It's just the din of Chatzin Nesek. So that's the very, then this Gemara is very, very simple. The Meisling Gemara is partial that it's regal. Aye, if it's a regal, so why does Rav have a suffix if it's Mikufoy and Minaliyo? Here we were partial that it's regal. That Taisit Nav Gimel was Mesiachistu. Taisit Nav Gimel said that there's a difference between Lekula and Lechumah. Rav Yirimri was pesha that it has doesn't have the chumus of Karen. Maybe the coolest of Karen it might still be able to have. And that was a suffolk of Rav, and are published particularly that it's regal the cholover even regarding the chumus of regal. According to Rashi. At least Rashi and Mishnah Kama, that service is always regal. That's the Hilchos of the service is regal. Rashi and Mishnah Kama. That's implicit in Rashi and Mishnah Kama by Yeshua the service. That service Yali Deshinu. Maybe it becomes regal and it's Nafkumi Teres regal and it's Ois service, or maybe service and it's not Karen. Right? That's how Rashi and Mishnah Kama learn the Shal Yeshua the service. If you have service Yali Deshinu. So do I say, well, since it's a Shini, it becomes Karen, and if it's Karen, it can't be Tzeres? Or do I say, and then it becomes Nezek Shalom after three times? Or do I say, no, forget, it stays Tzeres, and it never becomes Karen. And so that's the, according to Rashi Mishnah Kama, it's antithetical. You can't have Tzeres, that's Karen, and Karen can't be Tzeres. So then, the Bai over here, so then, what's the Bai of Rav Yirmiyahu? Oh. Well, how are we going to be Gerus Nevi'im? No. First of all, how are we going to be Gerus Nevi'im? So we could be Gerus Blata, and we could be Gerus not Blata. Each one has its own problem. If we'll be Gerus Blata, so in a way, there's a Milo. Well, it's not the other way around. Maybe it's easier to hear it the other way around. If we will be Gerus Loi Blata, so. On the one hand, there's an advantage in that I understand now why was Rav Zeira Poshet that it's for sure like Regal, and Rav is not sure by Yesh Adol Tzoris whether Karen Ali Dei Shinui becomes Karen or stays Regal. Like there it's a Bible Yeshuta, and here the Rav is Poshet. If you're not Karen, it's Vata, it's two different cases. Here it's Loi Vata. So of course it's Regal. The Maskon is that it's Regal. In the case of the Lishna Kamo, Yesh Adol Tzoris, there was Ali Dei Shinui. So then it's Tachami Boile L'Rova. Tzoris Ali Dei Shinui. Does it stay Tzoris, and then it's not Karen, or maybe it becomes Karen, and then it's not Tzoris. So that's a Milo in not being Gerus Sabata and the Lishna Kama. On the other hand, there's a Chisaron, there's a problem if that's the case. Because I had a Mudna thing, that the Gemara by us had a Havamino, that every Tzoris is Karen, without Bot, the Tzoris Kirchai. If you had a Havamino, that every Tzoris becomes Karen. And Rava thinks that every tzoris is if you're to have a meaning that even tzoris ki urchayu, nonetheless it's Karen because it's chatin ezek, it becomes Karen. And Rava has a bayo that maybe even tzoris eli deshinui, the halacha l'mashim nisina says that it has to be regal. It's like two opposite extremes. You know, if the halacha l'mashim nisina said it's always regal, then how could Yirmiyahu have a meaning that it's always Karen? That's a little bit bizarre. It's like two diametrically opposite things. First of all, it's diametrically opposite. And moreover, according to Rashi and Lishna Kama, the halacha l'mashim Sinai says that Tzoris is regal. How did Rav Yirmiyahu understand that? Well, he didn't know about that halacha l'mashim Sinai. There's halacha l'mashim Sinai that Tzoris is regal. So the Gemara is not sure. Rav is not sure what happens if it's Mishunah. Maybe it can't. Since it can't be regal, it stops being Tzoris. Maybe it's, since it has to be Tzoris, it doesn't become Karen. But the Halacha L'mashim Sinai, they certainly said that Tzoris is regal. So how could Rav Yirmiyahu have had a Havamino, you know, that every Tzoris is Karen? for that reason, it's much more attractive to say that the Lishna Kama al Korchach over here is going to be Garis Ublata. Of course, Tzoris Kirchayu is regal. The Lachal Mashim Sinai is regal. The Shah is, what about Tzoris that's Mashunah? Maybe since it's Mashunah, it becomes Kara. So that's much better. Now we don't have two diametrically opposite things. But on the other hand, there's a problem now, which then comes up, which is the Kasha of Rashi, which Rashi on the Rif asks on the Lishna Kama, which we saw in the Kisviyad. One of the Kisviyad of Rashi asks on the Lishna Kama, namely what? That if they're both the same case, if Rova's case of Eshad Olet Tzoris is Tzoris Olet Deshinoi, and if Yirmiyah's case is Tzoris Olet Deshinoi, so the way the Kisviyad asks it, so Rova's Bayi is Haino Bayi de Rav Yirmiyah. Where Rashi on the Rif asks it, Rav Yirmiyah was Peshit, that it's regal, so what's the Bayi of Rova? In our Gemara, we have a pshita. So Rav Yirmiyah came down. That is, Rav Zera came down. Mishtaba told the regal. So how come Rav had a suffer? That's the kasha that the Rashi himself in the Lishna Basra, in the Ksaviyad, and in the Rashi Al Arif, asks on the Lishna Kama. On the one hand, it's good for the Lishna Kama. The Gemara is about that. It's good. So now we don't have symmetrically opposite Gemara. But on the other hand, Rav remains by a suffer, and Rav Zera was pshita to buy. So, if we want to defend the Lishna Kama, we have two choices. We could say, yeah, in a chenami, that's how it is. It's the same baya. Rova never was pashut the baya. Rova mi boyele, we can paraphrase the Gemara in the Kimmel. Rova mi boyele, and Rav Zeir, pshitele. And then it'll come out that Rav Zeir's pshitus, the mistava tolu de regalu, will be a pshitus on the baya of Rova as well. That's possible. That's certainly possible. But it's a doichet. But it's not. But we do have a precedent in the Meiri. The Meiri doesn't really like the Lishna Kama, he's not the Shita at all. But the Meiri, we do find in the Meiri that he has this notion that the Baya of Rova, which is not Nifshat, it's Nifshat elsewhere. You know, Rova was Miboyele, if it's regular or Karen, and but elsewhere we have Achra. The Meiri is a little bit obscure. We talked about the Meiri once upon a time, I'm not going to go back to the Meiri. But you saw in the Meiri that the Meiri was willing to say that Rova had a Baya of the Yishita, but elsewhere in the Sugya there's Achra that it's regular. So after the Neimer, on behalf of the Lishna Kama, maybe in a Chanami, maybe the two, it's the same Baya. And Rav Zeir was talking about Chiyam, his Tavah told the Rebbe, and that's the end of the story. Now Rava's Baya is over. Kenzai. Very well be. Agat Urcha, the Rif is Mashmet Rava's Baya, and he's Mashmet Rav Ashi's Baya, which is connected to Rava's Baya with an Intim Suleimer. And that would very well work with this Mahalach. Rava had a Baya, Tzoris El Deshinui, Rashi had a Baya, Tzoris El Deshinui, maybe it's Revi and Ezek. So it becomes like super Karen. And it becomes Karen with Tzoris all the way down. And Rava said, well, even if it doesn't, but maybe if you can't, maybe, but which is it? Is it regular? Is it Karen? And, Geisha Do Ein Ado. And then Rav Yirmiyah comes along and he says, Rav Zeir comes along and he says, no, you're all wrong. It's told to the regal Tzoris El Deshinui does not have Hadah, and it doesn't, and Allah has Kama Uchama, that it doesn't have Shinui Tzoris to Rav Yonezek. It's regal all the way down. And that maybe by the Rif was Mashmad all these bias. It was Mashmad Rava's bias, and it was Mashmad Ravashi's bias. So that all these bias have Achra in Rav Zeir. So that's a possibility for Rashi and the Lishna Kama. Whether that's the right answer for the Rif, who knows? There's many answers for the Rif. But Akaponim, that could be a possibility for the Rashi and the Lishna Kama. The other possibility for Rashi and the Lishna Kama is what I wanted to say when we were learning the Lishna Kama, which is to be mechalik between what? Tashlumin and the Shem HaMazik. That Rishisarabim is totally in the Shem HaMazik. Because Shem Regal is potter Rishisarabim because it's not called Chavti Bishmirosa. The Rishus HaRabim is not called the Maisa Hezek at all to let my behemoth walk around Kedaka. Like you have in the Rif and the Rabim, that it's Urche. So that's not that lacks in the Etzem Maisa Mazik. Shem Regel, Rishus HaRabim, is not called the Maisa Mazik at all. So that Rav Zeir was Taka Machriya. Tzoris is a Maisa Mazik of Regel. It's Regel. It's Regel, only they Koyche, but it's Regel. On the other hand, Rav is talking about the Dini Tashlumen Shabbat. The Dini Tashlumen of Tzoris, is it what Parsh of Tashlumen does it go into? That might be that if it's Ali Deshini, goes into the Parshas Tashlumen of maybe it has the Parshas Tashlumen of Karen. So it'll have It won't have the din of chatzin nezik tsaris. It'll have the din of chatzin nezik karen, and after 3 times it'll become nezik shalom. No, it's the din of chatzin nezik tsaris. That's the tashlumin of tsaris. And Rav said maybe that's only tsaris ki yuchayu. Tsaris ala de shinui. Maybe that doesn't have the din of chatzin nezik tsaris. Maybe it has the din of chatzin nezik karen. Chatzin nezik karen ta, and after 3 times it becomes karen mu'ud. Can't be both. It can't be chatzinezik of Karen and chatzinezik of Tzuris. Rav Ashi thought it could even be both, chatzinezik of Tzuris and chatzinezik of Karen. That Rav says, no, it can't be. Imtim Tzulayma that it can't be, but which is it? Is it the Tashlumin of Karen or is it Tashlumin? Is it chatzinezik Karen or is it chatzinezik of Tzuris? And that already Rav was not patient. Anyway, that was that other Mahav. The Shema Mazik versus the Tashlumin. And then finally, we have the Lishna. That's the Lishna Kama. Then we have, finally, the Lishna Basar Rashi. So Lishna Basar Rashi, it might be Tosfos. Lishna Basar of Rashi comes in two flavors. There's Lishna Basar Rashi that comes in the flavor of Tosfos. That there's Tzoros of Regel and Tzoros of Shein and Tzoros of Karen. Rabba was busy, Yesh Ado the Tzoros, he was busy with the Tzoros of Regel. And he wanted to know, maybe Tzoros of Regel has Hado, because Hado is even by Regel. Hado is a global concept even by Regel. But Be'etzin, you have Tzoros by Regel, Tzoros by Karen, Tzoros by Shein. That's Tosis. We already went through Tosis. Over here, then you have to be Goris Natubot. But then we have another flavor of Rashi. Rashi Lishna Basra, as it appears in Rashi Al-Arif, and Rashi Nixariyat, that holds, on the one end, that the Bai Be'esh Adol, the Tzoros, was by Tzoros Kir Chayu, but still holds that Tzoros is always Regel. Gets it, Tzoros is always Regel. So if Tzoros is always Regel, because of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Lishna Basra, because of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Lishna Basra, the Kitzur, the Lishna Basra is Gers in Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rashi Al-Arif holds like the Lishna Basra. He doesn't like the Lishna Kama. He asks the Lishna Kama, Hayna Baya de Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he rejects the Lishna Kama. But he's Gers in Rabbi Yirmiyah Barta, and he learns up in Rabbi Yirmiyah, there Rabbi Yirmiyah, it says in Rabbi Yirmiyah that Tzrayrus, even Be'alidei Shinui, is always Regel. And he's not Mechalik in the Shema Mazik and the Tashlumin. Tzoris is always regal, and therefore there's no question that the Gemara about Yesh Adol Tzoris you cannot possibly learn like the Lishna Kama, that it's Tzoris Ali Deshinoi and it's some kind of suffix. There's no Hadol for the regal Shabbat, but maybe it becomes Karen and therefore it has Hadol. There's no Shaila, it doesn't become Karen, it's regal. The Bai of Rabbi you have to learn like Tosfos learns, like Mr. Basra learns. That regal itself, maybe it has Hadol, but there's no question about what Tzoris Ali Deshinoi is. Tzoris Ali Deshinoi is regal all the way down. We spoke to already. So that's fine. The question is, what does Lishna Basra do with Rav Ashi? According to Lishna Basra, the Tzoros Ali Deshini is always regal, and it's regal lechol dover. It's regal. No, it's he rejects the Lishna Basra. Rashi is holds that Tzoros is regal, and he beferish rejects any kind of distinction between the Shema Mazik and the Tashlumin, because you see, he asks on the Lishna Kama, he doesn't think that there's distinctions over here. Apparently, he also rejects the possibility that Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Zera coming to him with Machriya Rav's Baya, maybe Rav Mivorle and Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Zera Pshitale, then he also has no kashya Lishna Kama. What's his kashya Lishna Kama? Lishna Kama, how can you say that's the Baya? That's Baya de Rav Yirmiyah. Yeah, so that's Baya de Rav Yirmiyah. It's the same Baya and Rav Mivorle and Rav Yirmiyah Pshitale. So you see, he doesn't want to say that either. So he doesn't have any of that. Tzoris Ali Deshini is Regal, and that's the Maskana according to everybody, and Rav never denied that. And there's no chiluk between the Gufa Mazik and the Shema Mazik and the Tashlumia Mazik. Tzoros is regal 100%. So the Shaila is, how do you understand Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi the Bai Yeshinu Tzoros the Revi and Esek. What do you do with that? Bishlama and all the other Mahalachim we had wiggle room, but the Lishna Basra, the Rashi Al Rif takes away all the wiggle room. He holds Tzoros again. He holds Tzoros Ali Deshini is regal. He says that's what it says in Rav Zera, the Tzoros Ali Deshini is regal. He says therefore you cannot learn like the Lishna Kama, because it's regal even in regard to the Tashlumin. He doesn't want to say maybe Rav Mivorle or Zerav Shitale. That he also doesn't seem to want to say. So you see, he doesn't think that that's tenable. So that's it. Tzoros Ali Deshini is regal. So what's Rav Ashi's bayah? Geshin of Tzoros to Rav Yonezek, but it's regal. Even if it's Ali Deshini, but it's regal. It's potev shesarabim. It's regal of Choldova. So what's the suffer? So l'chori, what you have to say, and I think I spoke this out also, is that l'chori, what you have to say, is that he holds that Shinui could be even by Regel. The concept that Shinui is Chatzinezik, Karen Tam, the concept of Tamus, that it's Chatzinezik, is not limited to Karen. It's usually only by Karen, because usually by Ezek and the Gufa, if it's Mashun, it's Karen. If it's not Mashun, then it's Mud Mitchilosa. So you never have a case of Regel that's a Tam. How could have a Regel Tam? Manusha. If it's Mashun, then it's Karen. If it's not Mashun, then it's Mud Mitchilosa. So that never really happens. But by Tzoris, it happens. Since Tzoris has the special hilchus that it's always regal, so it could be Mishunah and be regal. So in a Chanami, you could have Tamos even by regal. That's Muchuch in Rashi on the Rif. The Emes is the Chomer, it's not so, we shouldn't be so astounded about it, because I think it's also Muchuch in Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam hold that when you have Shein, Yeshano Lezeko, it's not Tzoris. Right? Tilag Volim, Rabbeinu Chananel says is Nezek Sholem. May later, the Rambam says in Nezek Sholem, what happened to Tzoris? Tzoris is only by Regal. Tzoris is only by Regal. By Shein, you don't have Tzoris, and it becomes Nezek Sholem. From the Rashi. Rashi is also Tzoris only by Regal. But he thinks that even if it's Yeshano Lezeka, it becomes Regal. Because Shein has to be Hezeka de Gufa. But the Rambam Ben Hanana hold, if it's Hanol Hezeka, it's Shein, and that's it, it's Shein. So you're outside of Regal. So then, there's no din of Tzoris. So how the Rambam Ben Hanana, we grappled this in the past, how are they going to stand Rav Ashi? Or Yeshino Lezeka, there would be a Nezek. If it's a Shinui, then it's Karen. If it's Karen, then it's not Tzoris. So it should be Nezek Sholem, or Chatzi Nezek the first three times, and then Nezek Sholem. What's the side of Revi and Nezek? How can you have Tzoris and Karen? The same way you can't have Tzoris and Shein, so how can you have Tzoris and Karen? So according, you have to say that Rav Ashi's case is not Karen, because it's not Kavanos L'Hazik. Bata is not Kavanos L'Hazik. To hit the pebble is not Kavanos L'Hazik. He knew that the pebble is going to go hit another vein in the eye. So that's not Kavanos L'Hazik. So that goes into Regal. So what's the innovation with Tzoris? Because it's still Mishunah. And Mishunah, Tamos is even by Regal. But this Nekudah, that you can have Tamos even by Regal, it's Muchuch in Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. Yeah, one last question. One last question that we have not talked about, I think, at all in the past, and that is, take a deep breath. All these chesbonos. This was really just like sort of a chazar and things that we talked about. But maybe we've added a couple of eyes. Remember, we had the Rambam. The Rif said that the regal is potter b'shus rabim because it's urche. Rif leading himself. And the Rosh said it's a time of the kohen. Because it's supposed to be b'steachim. The Rosh said the Rif learns that even though it's exerced a kosher, but there's a time of the kohen, and it's not just like a drusha that a time of the kohen. It has nothing to mean it's lalocha. The Rosh said for daf oroch. In other words, it's not just a time of the kohen. You know, like the sefer chinuch is mishroshim mitzvahs. No, this is mamish to get the adover with nafkaminis lalocha. Eitz oroch since it's urcha, so you part so that even though it's walking down the it's being mazik b'shusayochid, nonetheless it's potter because it's urcha. The Rambam also perik aleph. Of this moment says that the regal is part of Rishus Rabim. He says because it's the behemoth has Rishus to go Khan to Khan. When the behemoth walks around, it eats and it tramples, and that's all the behemoth has Rishus to do all of that. That's why it's part of Rishus Rabim. So if that's the case, so then what's the bio over here of a Miriam? Service Ali Deshinoi, Bottom is Monosha, whether you go as Bottom or not, go as Bottom. What's the shadow whether it's part of Rishus Rabim or not part of Rishus Rabim? Monosha. Is it Urcha or is it not Urcha? Does it have Rishus to do this or doesn't have Rishus to do this? I don't know if you go Rizbata or not go Rizbata, either way. Let's see, or go Rizbata. So Rishuta, if you go Rizbata, then the behemoth doesn't have Rishus to be Bayit. So it should be Chai Rishus Rabim. Even if it's Regal, so the Mustafa told the Regal. Fine, it's Regal. But it has, I mean, it doesn't have Rishus, even if it's Regal, but it doesn't have Rishus, so why is it Bata? And if you're not go Rizbata, so also, Manashach, the behemoth has Rishus. To go and be matis, to walk around and be matis service. So why? What's the tzad? Mustaba told the regular. What's the suffix? What was Rabbi Yirmiyahu's suffix? Fine, the maskon is good, but what was the suffix? So you don't even have to command the Mustaba told the regular. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, "Carry me down in lane," or told the regular. So the poshut, if the bein mas was just to walk around, then it should be potter. It should happen. Even if it's Karen, it should be potter. Maybe there's no Rishus to be matter service. So again, so then it's the other way around. But whatever it is, it's nothing to do whether it's a total regular or a little carrying with a middleman. What we need to know is, does the behemah have Rishus to do this or not? If the behemah has Rishus, it's urchei, then it should be potter. If the behemah doesn't have Rishus, it should be chayv, regardless of whether you're calling it carrying or whether you're calling it regular. So what's pshat minuma? So Emma says there. So first of all, you should know this raid. It really belongs more in the first paragraph, but this raid from Avleib Malin belongs to Dafi Dalad, the Sugyot in Dafi Dalad of Shushneim. But Avleib had Avleib Malin in Kalisha Ra'ilev has Mahalach. Not for this. He's talking about other things. He says that regular Rishus Rabbim has two reasons why it's potter. It's potter because it's Urche and it has Rishus, like the Rif and the Rabbim say. But it's also there as a kosher. He wants to explain a whole bunch of things with this, but basically says that there's both things are true and they both have nafkaminas. The nafkamina of the Xeris and Kosov is, let's say you have a behemoth that was mazik, let's say it walked on Paris or something, in a rishus that was not rishus rabbin, nor the rishus of the nizik, it was the rishus of a third person, and they were both trespassing. The mazik and the nizik were both where they didn't belong in somebody else's rishus. So that's a Gemara before Reshus that he's potter. It's not a Biur B'Steyachet. So he said, why? But it's not Reshus. He said, it must be. That's Xeris HaKosov, a Biur B'Steyachet. B'Steyachet means in the Reshus of the Nizik. So that's where the Xeris HaKosov kicks in. And he says, then, but so you also need the Svara for the case of Daf Orech. And he's walking in Reshus Rabim, but it's a Daf Orech into Reshus HaNizik, so Biur B'Steyachet you have, because it's Masik Reshus HaNizik. The eighth goes into the kli was b'shus anizik. Will be b'shteyacher is where the kli is. But since it's urchi, he's potter. That's Rav Leib's mahal. If Rav Leib is right, that's varim chodoshim. If Rav Leib is right, so then we could say over here that maybe the case is the behemah for sure has no rishus. That's still be goris b'ato. The behemah has for sure no rishus to be played. So the p'tur of urchi you don't have. But if it's regal, you'll have the tour. You'll still have the tour of the Xeris HaKosov, and that's the bayah of Rabbi. Maybe it's regal. And that's what Zera told him. Mustaba told him the regal. Who it's regal, and if you have the Xeris HaKosov, it'll be Rabbi Steyach. The urcha you don't have. You know, if you had something equivalent to a daf orach, then you would be chayav. Yeah, I think he uses it maybe even to the word for the kash liyes by itizo. Why is brought to the itizo? I'm sick of Gemara. No, but that's not bought of it. That's it. He's a stamazin. You could use it for that maybe also. Gemara says that itizo, the Hemshech Gemara, if it was itizo, the Shusay Yochid, so the Gemara comes out that you are Yechayev. So they ask, the Chayim asks, the Mashal asks, the Rosh says by Eish Yochid Yipotah, why is itizo any different? We talked about this in great length. So, you could use Rav Leib's ray. He probably says this. I don't remember that for sure. He probably says this, that maybe Hittiza does not have a shus to be matters. I'm not sure that that's really true though. Or it has a shus to be matters. Now it's not Bata. Bata doesn't have a shus to. But let's say maybe it does not have a shus to be matters. It has a shus to walk, not to be matters. So maybe the p'tur of Rishus you don't have, but you have Xeris HaKosov. So you put there anyway after Xeris HaKosov. No, it's like, but why do you have the Xeris HaKosov? Don't forget, and as the Xeris HaKosov, the Gemara says, had Rabbi that to know that as the Xeris HaKosov, it's called Hezek B'Shus HaYachim. That's a daf arach, you have Rishus, but to be matter serious, you don't have Rishus. Anyway, I'm not sure, I don't remember if Leib says what wants to say that piece. It's not important. We'll deal with the teaser later. At the bottom, I want to to know, Rav Leib has this, there is this raid from Rav Leib that there's two reasons why regular is potter B'Shus HaRabim. It's potter because it's Urchei, and it's also potter because it's Xeris HaKosov with nafkaminus. So we could say, the case over here is maybe Boato, will be Geres Boato. So Rishus you don't have, but the Shal is, but maybe you have the Ptur of Xeris HaKosov. But Rav Leib is a very big Chiddush. There's other ways to deal with the Gemara Dafi Dalad. Nochem and Dafi Dalad deals with the Gemara very well without saying Rav Leib's Chiddush. That's a very big explosive thing. Besides which, the Yashar says that the Rambam over here was not Geres of Boato. Because the Rambam paskins that Boato, Suris Alidei Shinui, the Rambam paskins, Rishus HaRabim is a Suffolk. Maybe it's Reviyah Nezek. If Itofus Reviyah Nezek, Lame of Kinine, we had the Rambam. So that's the Rambam to buy the Ravashi, and it's not that it's that Yeshinu Litsuris, then it's Kerem, and Yechai Rishus HaRabim. It's not that Ainshinu Litsuris, then it's Regal, and Yipotter Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, Rishus HaRabim, Yipotter, maybe it's Regal, and Yipotter, but if Itofus Reviyah Nezek, then Yechai. Here, how can you be Geres of Bota? Then if Zer is being pushed, then Mustaba told the regular on your potter. It's not potter, it's a sacred adina. Tofas lemav kinim in it. Stav of the Rambam, he was not Gairus of Bata. So if you're not Gairus of Bata, Lachar, the Behemah has Rishus. If the Behemah has Rishus, then it should be Potter for sure. What's the Sophie? So the Halach, it's good. The Rav Yirmi told him, Stav of your Potter. But what's the Havim, you know? Why shouldn't he be Potter? Because he's Potter, it's Urche. Thinking maybe, and this will end because I'm really late. This is for something. Maybe we could say, if we'll say that Tzoros, remember the Rambam in the Perush in Mishnayos is Mashba, that Tzoros is a chison in Darko Leilach Ulahazik. The reason why the Torah was makled by Tzoros, there's a lax in the Darko Leilach Ulahazik. The regular characteristic of regular is Darko Leilach Ulahazik. Tzoros is not so much. Ram says it's called. The Mishnah says Ketzel Regel Mu'ed is the Shabbat B'derech Yilucha. Ram says that the Shabbat B'derech Yilucha, Tzoros is lacking the Derech Yilucha because since it's the Koyach, not the Reg, it's not so much called Derech Yilucha. So we talked at length. It lacks in the Tchunah Mechayevus of Regel. If we'll say that Hagdara that Tzoros. It's the chisorin and the derech yiluchot. It's not so much the derech yiluchot of the behemah. So then maybe we could say that that's good for the sotik over here. The Rambam, when he says this notion of rishus, that shem regla is potter b'shul rabbis, but it has rishus, the loss of the Rambam, it's in Perek Aleph, halacha ches, the loss of the Rambam is sheyesh the rishus lehalech kan v'kan v'derech ha-behemah lehalech v'lechol kedark, but that's shem. Because the behemah has rishus to go in rishus rabim, and when it goes in rishus rabim, the derech is that it eats, and then it's mishaber b'derech yiluch. So mainly the rishus to go rishus rabim includes a rishus to eat derech yiluch and to be mishaber b'derech yiluch. That's the gather of the rishus. The rishus is to be mishaber b'derech yiluch and to eat b'derech yiluch, because those are the things the behemah does. Tzoros is not exactly mishaber derech yiluch. That's why it's chatzinezik, because it's somewhat out of the domain of being meshaber b'derech yiluch. So we could say maybe that's the pshat. Hok gufa miboyel le'rabbi Yirmi. Is tzoros? Do I say it's like regel, meaning it goes since it's to a certain extent called being meshaber b'derech yiluch. It does belong to regel. It's the avos del regel. So to some degree, apparently, it is called being meshaber b'derech yiluch, and therefore it goes into the reshus of being meshaber b'derech yiluch. Do I say no? Maybe the Karen Medamina Lay, Karen is Chayim Rishus Rabim, because it's not Derech Yilucha. Well, Torah is also not altogether Derech Yilucha. That's why Torah was Megil, that it's only Chatzin Hezek. Because it's not totally B'Derech Yilucha. And if it's not totally B'Derech Yilucha, maybe the Behemoth doesn't have Rishus. It has Rishus to walk in Rishus Rabim and to be Meshaber B'Derech Yilucha. But to be Meshaber in a way that's not entirely Derech Yilucha, maybe that the Behemoth doesn't have Rishus. But that's good for the Suffolk of the Gemara. To say Stam, I need the Rambam, because I can't say, otherwise, what do I need the Rambam for? Why can't I just say that's the Sofer Gemara? The Sofer Gemara is, does Behemah have Rishus to be Matis Tzoros? To be Mazik Ali Deit Tzoros? How do you read that in the words of the Gemara? The Gemara says, told the Regalu, Lekarim Medamin Olay. The Gemara doesn't sound like it's a Sofer Gemara, just Stam say, does Behemah have Rishus to be Matis Tzoros? But now the Rambam tells me, the reason why what the Behemah has Rishus to do is to be Meshabah B'derech Yilucho, or to Lechol Derech Yilucho. Which is the Gidrei Shein Regel, and the Rambam of the Perush Mishnah says that Tzoros is Chatzinezik because it's not exactly called being Meshaber B'Derech Yilucha. A little bit, yeah, but not entirely. So we can say that that's good for the Sofer Gemara. And the one hand told the Regel, so you see, it is under the heading of being Meshaber B'Derech Yilucha for that it has Rishus. On the other hand, you see, it's Chatzinezik. Why is it Chatzinezik? Because it's not entirely called being Meshaber B'Derech Yilucha. It's a little lax in the tchun of being Meshaber B'Derech Yilucha. And if it's not exactly being Meshaber Derech Yilucha, then it's not exactly what the Behemah has Rishus to do. I'm talking from Yibayel. If we get Reb Zera, it was Peshut that it's L'Regel Midamino. Meshaber told the Regel, and Taka has Rishus. Okay, I'll stop there. Gotta go.